You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm Andrea Bernstein. President Obama is set to meet today with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. By many accounts, it will be a tense visit. Obama is pushing Egypt to make small but important concessions towards Israel. But will Egypt play ball? We're here with White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner, Julie Mason. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Now, Julie, what does Obama want from Egypt?
Well, this is a bit of a reboot for this relationship. Mubarak hasn't been to the White House since 2002. So he's coming in. Obama really needs him to be a bit of a go-between with the Palestinians. Iran is distracted right now with their post-election mess, and it provides a window, an opportunity to get the Middle East peace process back on track, and that's really what the White House is looking for from Mubarak.
And what about the Egyptians? What are they hoping for from these talks?
Well, that's a good question. U.S. aid to Egypt has been reduced over the years. It's really gotten cut a lot, and they would like to see a lot of that money restored. They want to be a player. Mubarak wants to be, he wants to be important. He wants to be somebody in this process, and that certainly raises his profile in the region. He's coming with a message that if the Israelis will stop expanding their settlements, then the Arab states will step up with some concessions of their own. But that's not really a new message. That's not really.
As a matter of fact, that's the Obama administration's policy.
Exactly. So he's coming to relay a policy. But, both sides, the Israelis and the Palestinians are stuck. They're both entrenched, and there's no progress, there's no movement. And I'm not really sure Mubarak is going to be able to get much done, but he certainly wants to be a player. He certainly wants to be in the mix.
Julie, this is Amy Holmes here. So give us a little context. Why is this the first visit in 5 years for Hosni Mubarak?
Well, the Bush administration cooled on Mubarak considerably. They didn't like his backsliding on democratic reforms and human rights. There was a bit of a cooling over the years. They didn't see him as anyone who was going to be very effective in getting Middle East peace going, which has flummoxed a succession of U.S. presidents. Just no one's been able to really get much done. So they kind of brushed him off a little bit. But Obama has come in with a new thinking and a new policy. Of course, he gave that big speech in Cairo this year, which was very significant. And he does talk to Mubarak quite a bit, fairly often, more than Bush ever did. So, and Mubarak is coming today. He's getting a bit of special treatment from the White House as well, which is very interesting. He's getting a private meeting in the Oval with the president, and then an expanded meeting, and then they're having lunch together. This is really something that the White House reserves for special friends.
President Obama's making a pretty hard push with health care, as we've been talking about all morning. Where does the Middle East fit in on his list of priorities right now?
Well, it depends, because it'll shoot back up to the top when something happens, when one of the leaders are here. Netanyahu and Abbas have both visited the White House this year, but then it sort of recedes. But as I mentioned earlier, Iran has sort of superseded Middle East peace as the big concern in the region, and Iran's nuclear aspirations. But now with Iran sort of mired in this post-election mess, it creates an opportunity. So Middle East peace, getting the process back on track, is for the moment back on the agenda. But, Obama's going on vacation next week. It'll recede again.
So they see that as a positive thing in the White House, in a word. Having
yes.
an Egyptian leader come. Thanks so much, Julie Mason,
yes.
White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner. Thanks for joining us this morning on The Takeaway. Thank you.